Jimmy and Speed have become dangerous obstacles to the sinister designs of Mike Jones and the mysterious Big Shot undercover leader of the vast organization of scientific super criminals, of whose existence there is no more doubt. Prevented in his first attempt at killing the two by Speed's change to Jimmy's plane in midair, Mike concocts a cunning and dastardly scheme to ensure their death. He confers with his willing assistant, Shorty Mason. The rasping whir of a steel metal drill is heard operating on the struts of the training plane Jimmy and Speed will use. An invisible liquid gurgles ominously. Speed and Jimmy take off, but they've not been in the air very long before Jimmy notices something is wrong with the left rear strut. Suddenly it cracks and tears loose. Here they are, still at a dangerously low altitude.
Jimmy, quick, I'll take the controls.
Speed, what'll we do?
Keep cool.
But what'll we do, Speed?
Listen, kid, there's nothing to worry about yet. If that left front strut holds, we'll get down.
What about the controls?
All right, Jimmy. That strut has nothing to do with the aileron.
What are you going to do? Fly back to the airport?
Yeah, that'd be the best thing. But just a minute, let me look.
There it is. Almost straight back of us, see?
I see it, kid. Nah, it's too far.
Why, Speed? If you can keep the ship under control...
The ship flies okay, Jimmy, right now. But see those left wings vibrating? If that left front strut should be a little weak or have anything the matter with it, it'd tear loose before we got there. Now, there are only two things to do.
What's that?
The first is to climb up as high as possible and take to our chutes. The second is to pick out a field below and glide down into it. I think that's the thing to do.
Okay.
Now, look sharp. Do you see any kind of a field within gliding distance, one we can land in?
There's one. Over there.
Where, Jimmy? Where?
Along that concrete highway. See?
Yeah, I see it.
It's rather narrow, Speed, but won't it do?
It will, Jimmy. And it's a pasture, too. Ah, the only thing is the wind. But it'd be pretty tough to make a crosswind landing in such a narrow strip.
The wind was from the southwest when we took off.
Yeah, and that field runs north and south. We won't be able to land directly into the wind, but we'll be close enough, so I think we'll be all right. Okay, here we go.
Look, Speed. Look, that lower left wing. Look at its shape.
I know it, Jimmy. It's getting worse. I'm afraid of that.
Will it hold together until we get down?
It will, unless there's something the matter with that front strut.
Oh, look, Speed, look.
Where, Jimmy?
At that fitting. The one at the lower end of that front strut. It's cracking.
Take the stick a second. I want to lean out this cockpit and get a closer look.
Okay, I've got her.
Ah, great guns, Jimmy. You're right. That fitting is cracking. Here, let me have the controls.
What are you doing, Speed? I thought you were going to land.
Listen, kid. Unbuckle your safety belt. Have you got it unbuckled?
Yes, I have, but I don't
think...
You
can't take a chance on that stretch, Jimmy. If it should give way somewhere below 800 feet and just before we landed, we'd be in a horrible crack. We wouldn't have a chance. We'd be pushing up daisies, and I don't mean maybe.
Well, we could bail out, couldn't we?
Yeah, we're going to do that anyway. We're not going to do it just above the ground. Taking to a chute below 700 or 800 feet is a big gamble. Say nothing of having to get clear from a crippled plane.
You mean our chutes might not open in time?
Yeah, that's it exactly, Jimmy. Now listen carefully, kid. Have you had any instructions yet in parachute jumping?
No, I haven't.
Well, pay attention to me, because you're going to have to make your first jump very soon. Perhaps much quicker than I'd like to have you. We're back up to 800 feet, thank heavens. If that strut gives way now, we've both got a chance. I'm going to keep this water wide open, and I'm hoping the ship will hold together until we get up to 2,000 feet. Then, even if the strut hasn't torn loose yet, I'm going to have you jump. After you're away safely, I'll bail out, too. I'd hope to get this freight down without a crack-up. The Central Flying School is going to have one ship completely washed out this morning.
Okay. I'll do just as you say.
Now, when I give the signal, Jimmy, you stand up in your seat. Close the fingers of your right hand around the ring of your ripcord. Then lock that hand against your chest with your left arm. When I say jump, you dive overboard head first. Keep your eyes on the ship, and when you're far enough from it so that your chute won't tangle with it when the chute opens, raise your left arm and pull the ripcord out with your right. Now, just to be sure you don't pull too soon, you'd better count five rather slowly.
Okay, I got you. Speed. Speed, look.
Jimmy, watch yourself. I'm afraid that strut's
going... Look at it shake, Speed. And look, the wing.
That can't hold much longer. Thank goodness we're up to 1,500 feet now. Be ready for my signal.
Speed, the front strut's coming loose.
Stand up in your seat, Jimmy. Get set.
All ready.
Yeah, there goes that strut. Hold on to the cockpit cowling with your hand.
Oh, Speed, that lower wing, it's tearing loose.
Hold it, Jimmy. Wait till I say go. You might get tangled with that wing. Now get set.
Okay, Speed, I'm off. Speed, the upper wing.
Now hold it a second more. I've cut the switches. I won't be able to control the ship any longer. We'll be in a spin in a second. When you jump, jump on the right side. There's some loose wires on the left. Now are you set?
All set.
I'll be right behind you, Jimmy. Remember my instructions.
I will, Speed.
Okay, jump. Hey, Jimmy, can you hear me?
I hear you, Speed.
I didn't pull my ripcord until I'd almost caught up with you. I'll slip my chute a bit and drop near.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better. How do you feel, Jimmy? Are you all right?
Oh, I'm all right, Speed, but boy, this really feels funny. I feel as though I was floating on a raft in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, I don't know about the raft, but it sure feels good to be floating down here under this silk. That ship was a mean customer to get away from. When I jumped, it was spinning faster than I ever saw a plane spin before. That right wing just missed clipping me.
Where is the plane?
Now, there it is, way down in that cornfield to the left. It just hit a second ago. Now, watch yourself, kid. We're going to be on the ground pretty quick. We want to make this open field ahead of us along the highway, if possible.
Well, it looks as though we're going to drift across it, Speed.
I know it, Jimmy. And we've got to slip our chute so as to make our rate of descent quicker. We don't want to get tangled up in those telephone wires along the highway.
Well, how do you slip a chute, Speed?
Now, look, reach up and pull down on two or three of the shroud lines. That'll spill some of the air out of the chute and make it go down faster.
Okay, I gotcha.
All right, Jimmy, that's enough. We're almost down. Let loose of your shroud lines. You want to be going as slow as possible when you hit. Remember this, don't stiffen your legs just before you touch the ground. Bend your knees slightly.
I get you, Speed. Just like you do when you're pole vaulting or high jumping.
That's the idea. There we are, and just in time, too. Those telephone wires are only 50 feet away. Are you all right, Jimmy?
Fit as a fiddle, Speed.
Now, pull in on those shroud lines and collapse that chute.
Okay.
There now. Unbuckle your harness.
Okay, I gotcha.
All right. Here, I'll put my silk on yours, and we'll throw our harness down on top.
Hey, look, Speed. There's a car stopping along the edge of the highway. Gee, it's a sporty-looking job. Maybe we can get a lift back in town, huh?
Yeah, maybe we can, Jimmy. But that's not the most important thing right now. I want to look at the wreck of that ship.
Oh, sure, Speed. Maybe we can find out what went wrong.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to try and find out. I don't know what went wrong, but I have a pretty good idea as to who caused it.
Why, what do you mean, Speed?
Well, I'll tell you more, Jimmy, after we've examined this wreck. Come on, let's hike over there.
Okay. Oh, boy. Is that ship a washout? There isn't a part of it that sticks 4 feet above the ground. And that motor's clear back in the front cockpit.
Yeah. But what I want to look at it in here. Where are those upper and lower wing panels?
Well, I saw them floating down, Speed. Oh, look. There's one over there. And the other's off to the side about 100 feet.
Yeah, I see. Come on, let's go over there.
Well, here's the lower wing, Speed. Hey, look. Both of the struts cracked and broken near the lower wing fittings.
Hmm. Let me kneel down and look at those. You know, it looks like a case of metal crystallization where the lower end of the strut is welded. I never saw anything like that happen before.
Well, it's a first time for everything, isn't there, Speed? But it's possible, isn't it? You know, I remember our mechanics instructor at high school saying something about crystallization.
Oh, it's possible, all right, Jimmy. In fact, I've seen it before, both on engines and other metal airplane parts. But I never saw it happen in two places like this, and both on the same ship.
Are there any signs that they've been cracked for a long time, Speed?
No, there aren't. And if it was a case of ordinary crystallization, there'd be a definite crack. Part of it bright, where it just gave way, and the other part black, showing it had existed for a long time.
Well, let's look at the struts themselves, Speed. They're still attached to the upper wing over there.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Jimmy. Come on.
Right.
Are. Now, that left rear strut is sticking right up in the air. Let's take a good look at it.
It looks just the same, Speed, as the other part that's still attached to the wing fitting.
Yeah, you're right, it does.
Say, Speed, what's this yellowish liquid around this broken end? There's more of it on the inside of the strut than the outside. Is it grease?
Where?
No, it's probably oil. Some manufacturers make a practice of pumping oil inside the strut to prevent rust.
Speed, look. I got some of this stuff on my finger, and it burns.
Quick, Jimmy. Let me look. Well, I'll be...
Now, what can this yellowish liquid be that Jimmy has discovered in the interior of the metal strut? Jimmy's next air adventure is packed full of sensational developments. Don't miss it.